On the line we have Chelsea Geach, a 30-year-old first-year medical student at Stellenbosch University. Before studying medicine, Chelsea was a journalist working for the Cape Argus and the Weekend Argus, often reporting on health issues and interviewing doctors, nurses, and EMTs. This inspired her to leave her career as a journalist and start on a very long path of becoming a doctor. She will be talking to us today more about this decision and what it's like studying medicine. Welcome to the show, Chelsea. How are you today?
Hi, Sonwabo. I am well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show and good day to your listeners.
Today, our theme is Career Day, and we are talking about different career choices. Can you tell us more about what inspired you to study medicine?
Well, as you already mentioned in your introduction, I have recently made rather an unusual career choice in terms of ditching my career as a journalist in order to start from scratch again and study medicine. But it was actually my career in journalism that pushed me towards medicine, because I've always had a fascination with the human body. But then while I was working as a health reporter at the newspaper, I got to meet and interview so many amazing people from the healthcare sector. And I got to ride on an ambulance with the medics. I got to do rounds in a trauma ward at Groote Schuur. I got to even spend a night with forensic pathology services. And over the years of writing these kinds of stories, I came to realize that all of the things that made me most happy and excited were all to do with health and medicine. And so after, gosh, I think about 6 years of thinking about it and wanting to do it, I finally plucked up the courage to apply. And when I got that acceptance email in October last year, I was so overwhelmed, I just burst into tears. And I think I knew at that point that I had to take the opportunity and say yes, even though it meant a huge life change.
Before studying medicine, you were a journalist. Could you please tell us what that was like?
Being a journalist is a huge privilege, and it's an amazing profession, especially if you are a constantly curious person like I am. You just get to meet so many fascinating people. You get to ask them all kinds of tough and personal questions, and you really just learn so much in the process. But it is also a really difficult profession right now, because everyone wants to read news for free on the internet, and nobody wants to pay for it or to buy newspapers anymore. So journalists are having to do more and more work for less and less money. And it's really tough to still produce good work under those circumstances. But I mean, having said that, last year was a particularly special time to be a health reporter like I was, because normally you have to fight for health issues to be on the front page. But since the COVID pandemic started, suddenly everybody cares about health, and it's like the biggest and hottest topic. So I felt incredibly grateful to be able to play my part in telling the story of COVID in South Africa, and also to be a part of spreading accurate and reliable news, which has just become more and more important than ever.
What was it like changing careers? Could you explain how your experience was?
Phew, it's a big change. And I knew it would be, and that's why it took me so many years to pluck up the courage to even apply to med school and start this journey, and quit my job. But I think probably the hardest part is that I don't get to have a new career just yet. I still have to study for 6 whole years before I'm a doctor. But while I am studying, I do still do some journalism writing as a freelance job on the side so that I can pay my study fees. So I haven't abandoned it completely, but it is a very big change to go from being independent and working full time to suddenly being a student again. It has been a big adjustment.
How is it like studying medicine so far?
Oh, I am loving it so far. It is so fascinating. I'm only in first year, and the first year is all theory, so we don't get to do anything cool or hands-on yet. But it's important to learn all the basic sciences first. I've just finished a block on pathology, where we studied all the different things that can go wrong with the human body. And now I'm studying pharmacology, where we're learning all about how different medicines work in the body and what kinds of medicines are used for different diseases. But wow, it really is a lot of work though. It's just so much new information to memorize. I don't take any of it for granted though. I really wake up every day feeling lucky and grateful that I get to do this thing that I thought I would never get the chance to do. So despite the hard work and living off 2-minute noodles sometimes, I haven't regretted my choice for a second.
What challenges does COVID-19 have with studying medicine?
Yeah, COVID has really affected everything. Studying medicine now looks completely different to what I was imagining for so many years before I applied, because we don't have any lectures on campus. So we actually just sit at home alone watching lectures on the internet, and often having to teach ourselves off the internet if we don't understand something. So that's been really hard, not being able to just put your hand up in class and ask a question or ask the person sitting next to you for help if you don't understand. But at least many of the students are vaccinated now, so I'm hoping that we'll be able to go back to campus as soon as it's safe.
Do you think it's important to follow your dreams? And please explain why.
Wow, that is a tough question, Sonwabo. Dreams are tricky things because, I mean, before you can follow your dream, you have to figure out what it is, right? And I mean, some people know from when they're young exactly what they love doing and what they want to do with their lives. I was not one of those people. And many people don't have that one thing that they've always dreamed of. Maybe they have many different things they're interested in, or many different things that they're good at and want to pursue. So I think I would say the most important thing about following your dreams is that it's okay to not have a dream or to have a bunch of dreams. It's okay if you don't have that one thing that you know for sure you want to spend the rest of your life on. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, because you know what? You get to choose. You get to choose what you spend your time working hard at and getting good at. And I think that that is a beautiful thing.
What advice do you have for children who want to study medicine in the future?
Sure, studying medicine is an awesome and tough goal to have. It is tough to get into university to study medicine because there aren't many places available. So if that is your goal, obviously you're going to have to work hard at school so that your marks are good enough to qualify. And remember to take maths, physical science, and life science in your subject choice. And oh, another thing is, I would definitely say, as soon as you're old enough, go and job shadow a doctor in a hospital so that you have a better idea of what the job is actually like. Because, Sonwabo, as you would know from spending time at Red Cross, it's pretty different to what we see in movies and TV shows. And I think a lot of people who sign up to study medicine end up getting quite a shock when they realize what the job actually entails. So it's good to get a realistic idea of what it's like. And the last thing I would say, if you want to help sick people, remember that being a doctor is not the only way that you can do that. There are many other health professions, including nursing, physiotherapy, dietetics, occupational therapy, and those ones don't always get as much attention as the doctors, but they are every bit as important in caring for sick people, and they also play a crucial role in the healthcare system. So just remember that gunning for that title of doctor is really not your only option, and it's not the only way that you can be so valuable and make such a difference in people's lives.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes. So I'm not sure how wise it is for me to be giving career advice when I have just left my career to study a whole different thing at the age of 30. But I do want to say that there is so much pressure on high school pupils to choose what they want to study and what career they want to pursue. And that is really a huge decision to make. So I want to say that it's okay if you're not sure, and even if you change your mind, because if there's one thing that I know now, it's that no learning is ever wasted. It will always be valuable to you, and you will always use it, even if you end up in a different job to the one that you studied for. And also, it's never too late to learn new things. So, yes, that is it from me. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Sunwabo, and for making me think really hard about these questions.
Guys, that was our interview with Chelsea. Thank you for tuning in. And Chelsea, thank you for being here. Have a great day.